CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, the dishes are done. What do you want to do tonight?
For the moment, just what I'm doing.
What's that?
Crossword puzzle.
Oh. How you doing?
Fine, fine. Let me see. Trap in five letters. Oh, that must be snare. Yeah, that's right. Snare.
36
yeah.
Down is Tiber.
Oh.
It is a river in Italy.
Well, I know.
36 down.
All right.
Tiber.
I haven't gotten to 36 down. Well, I will. And look, I would appreciate it if you would not hang over my shoulder.
You do crossword puzzles so funny. I always skip around, put in the ones I know right away.
Yeah,
then you can
skip around if you want to. Look, I don't do it that way. I like to figure out each one as I come to it.
Number 12 down is wrong, honey.
Oh.
It is. An optician is not an eye doctor.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
Optician? Certainly is.
He is not. He just fits glasses, but he's not a doctor. I think what you want in number 12 down there is oculist.
It wouldn't fit. It's eight letters. An eye doctor is an optician. What are you talking about?
You're thinking of an optometrist, honey.
I am not thinking of optometry.
Well, optician is not right. He is not an eye doctor. An oculist would fit because it says eye doctors, plural. That's eight letters.
May I do my own crossword puzzle?
Well, if you would change that to oculist, then you'd get these that go across. That's why you're stuck, dear.
I am not stuck. I just haven't come to them, that's all. Now, will you let...
Yes, you have. You have left them blank. Except for a cross, which is wrong. And that is why 13 down doesn't fit, honey. And I can see you've had trouble. Look how you've erased here.
Oh, just beat it. Now
tried
beat it.
Everything, huh?
Just beat it, will you? Honestly.
I'm telling you, I'm giving you a helping hand. An optician's not an eye doctor. That, I know, dear, is wrong.
Get the dictionary. Get the dictionary.
Hi, folks. This is Mitch Miller. I don't claim to be a traffic engineer, but then traffic engineers don't claim to be radio personalities, and they don't usually have the highway accidents. Ordinary drivers like you and me have them. As one ordinary driver to more of the ordinary species, nowadays we're doing a lot of clamoring for more and better roads to take us more places faster. But you know what they say about charity beginning at home. Better roads begin behind the wheel. Subtract every hurry guy right now. Subtract every cut-up and cut-out. Subtract every guy who treats his car like a weapon, and we'd have those better roads now. I'm sure some of you folks catch my Sunday night shows from CBS Radio in your cars. I know you can hear me from a hospital bed, too, but what's the percentage in that? As a personal favor, try not to create or become a highway accident statistic. Take it from Mitch here. Dying on the highway, that's not living at all. Thank you.
Well, I hate to admit it, but you're right.
What's it say?
Optician. One who makes or deals in optical glasses and instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And an oculist. Listen now.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You're listening?
Yeah,
oculist is a specialist in diseases of the eye.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's a medical doctor.
Hey, here's something I didn't know. An oculist is also a sharp-sighted observer, one with good eyesight. I'm saying, I didn't know that, did you?
Hmm?
Somebody with unusually good eyesight can also be called an oculist. I'm an oculist. Well, you learn things looking through the dictionary, don't you, though?
Look up optometrist.
I did. Right here. An optometrist is one who is skilled in optometry. I could have told you that. And optometry is the measurement of the range of vision. It's also the scientific examination of the eye to detect diseases or defects, prescription of correctional lenses or exercises, but not of the use of drugs or supplying lenses.
An optometrist isn't a doctor.
Then say he's a doctor. I read you what optometry was. An optometrist can prescribe correctional lenses or exercises.
I don't think so, dear.
You don't think so, huh? It says it's right here in the dictionary.
If I had something wrong with my eyes, I shouldn't go to an optometrist. I should go to somebody else, shouldn't I? An oculist or that other one. What is that? One we haven't mentioned, a long name.
If you have something wrong with your eyes, you can go to an optometrist.
No,
I mean, if you need glasses.
No, I'm not talking about that. If I have pink eye or something, you know, or...
Well, you go to a doctor. Then you can go to an oculist.
No, there's something else beside that. There's another one, a long one.
Ophthalmologist?
Ophthalmologist.
Oh, yeah. Well, just a second.
O-P-T-H.
O-P-T-H.
H-A-M. Ophthalmologist.
O-P-T-H.
You know, I must say, I think it's very confusing. I never can keep them straight. The only reason I knew you were wrong on the crossword puzzle is that Anne said she had to stop in at her optometrist, and I said, you mean optician, don't you? And she explained. But I must admit, most of the time, you know, I just say the eye man.
Here it is. Ophthalmologist, a physician who specializes in the study and treatment of defects and diseases of the eye. What are you doing? That's my crossword puzzle. Now that's mine.
I just filled in the ones I know. Well, I'm sorry.
You know something? Someday, some poor husband is going to file suit for divorce, and he's going to say, my wife finishes my crossword puzzles. And the judge is going to say, I know exactly what you mean, divorce granted. I'm telling you.
Here, take it. And just for being so unpleasant and selfish, I'm not going to tell you what three across is. I see you're stuck on it. And it's the key to this whole top corner.
What?
Furthermore, on number 16...
Didn't you put Bobby to bed?
Well, yes, before we had dinner. Why?
Look out the window. Look out the window. There he is. That's Bobby.
Why? Who's the man?
I don't know, but he obviously is bringing him back home. Come on.
Bobby!
Bobby, for the love of Mike, Bobby.
Bobby, dear, Bobby, where have you been?
Bobby.
I take it this is your son.
Yes.
Well, where was he?
Where did you find him? Where did you find him? Come to Mommy. How did you get out of bed?
Mommy.
I didn't know who he belonged to. I came along in the car and saw him sitting in the middle of the road.
Sitting in the middle of the road?
Middle of the road.
Well, at any rate, he was in the middle of my side of the road. Fortunately, I wasn't going very fast. I was able to swerve over and stop.
Oh, Bobby, I wish you'd look at him and just go...
Down,
no, you're
Mommy.
Not going to get down. You're going right back in the house, really sitting in the road. I thought he was in bed asleep.
Well, just lately, he's taken to wandering off, and we've had a terrible time keeping an eye on him, and then we discovered that he could climb out of his bed, you know. I even nailed a piece of plywood over the top of it.
We hate it, too, you know, but we have been frantic to know what to do. Bobby, how did you get out of bed?
Yeah, how did he get down the stairs and out the door without us seeing him?
Will you tell me that?
You know, we were right in the living room, my wife and I. We were doing a crossword puzzle, and we were sitting right there.
Well, no, dear, we went into your den to look up those words in the dictionary, you know, but I can't think why we didn't hear the screen door slam at least a week. We just can't thank you enough, sir.
Oh, well, I should say not. It's very nice of you. I mean, I hardly know what to say. Well, tell me, won't you come in? And
No, thank you. I know how you feel. I have three of my own.
Oh, well, how did Bobby get out of bed?
Why did you put Bobby back into his bed? He has to have a bath before he goes to sleep.
All right, now just keep quiet. I put him back in so we could spy on him and see how he got out.
Well, he won't try it again the way I scolded him.
That's what you think. Now, look. Look at him in there, will you? He's just waiting to make sure we've gone, because he'll try it again. He's discovered a new trick that's apparently a lot of fun. Look at the attention he got. Now, be quiet.
I can't even think. I'm so upset about this whole thing.
Look at him.
I can't see anything. Your head is in the way. Move.
Well, he's reaching his hand through the bars, and he's fumbling around on the side of the bed. By jumping Jupiter, you know what? He's figured out how to slide the latch over so the side of the bed drops down. Right, well, you know, but 2 years old, isn't he smart?
Smart? He's smart to go out and sit in the middle of the road like...
All right, come on now. Where do you think you're going?
Hi.
Yeah, hi, nothing. You swing that leg right back over the bed.
Get back in the... Well, of course, he has to have a bath first. He can't go to bed that way. Come on, Bobby. Come to Mommy.
What are we going to do with you, huh? All right, go on. Give him his bath. Stay with him until he goes to sleep. And in the meantime, I'll figure out some way to prevent his getting out again.
Come on, Bobby. Come on now. Honestly, you are so dirty. You've got to have a bath.
Dirty.
Yes, you are. You're dirty. What are you going to do, dear?
I don't know. I'll look downstairs and see what we have in the way of heavy cord and rope, maybe chains and a padlock if necessary. Come on. Now, sit down. Boy, you look like a wreck. Here, honey, I'll fix some coffee. I hope it's all right.
Wonderful.
Well, did you get him to sleep?
Yes. I gave him a bath. He was so dirty. And he was so happy, you know, with all this attention he's been given. I thought I'd never get him to sleep. Well, I put him on our bed, and then I lay down with him. He's asleep now. He was really tired, the little
dickens. But he's on our bed now?
Yes, I left him there.
Well, why didn't you put him back in his own room, in his own bed?
Well, what if he gets out again? Putting that board over the top didn't help, since apparently he's figured out how to let the side down. I mean, I'm not going to put him back in there.
I figured out how to tie the side of it so it couldn't be unlatched. I was going up and do it when he was asleep.
Well, I don't care what you say, dear. I don't think that it can possibly be psychologically right to imprison a child like that.
Oh,
no, I do not. Putting that plywood top over the top of the bed, I mean, it might do something to him, give him a trapped feeling
that he'll never forget.
He'll grow up to hate us.
Look, he isn't going to grow up at all if he takes a fancy to sitting in the middle of the road.
Well, don't talk about that. I tell you, my hands are still just shaking. Oh, I'm so upset.
All right. Now, come on, sit down.
If you could have seen the look that man gave you when you said we'd been sitting here doing a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, I know. I saw
that
look.
Our child sitting in the middle of the road.
Oh. You talk about things not seeming right. It doesn't seem right to have Bobby sleeping with us until he's ready for his 2 years of military service, which may be the first time we'll know definitely where he is.
Until we figure out something, at least tonight, we'll move his bed into our room. And we can lock our bedroom door. But just to be sure, we could push that chest of drawers, you know? We could push that in front of it. Think we ought to keep the windows closed?
Keep the windows closed in this weather? Look, he can't open the screens, for heaven's sake. Now, don't be silly.
I am so upset. I even wondered if maybe we should sleep in relays. I'll sleep 2 hours, then wake you up, and then you take 2 hours.
Oh, honey, nonsense. Look, we may neither of us sleep much tonight, but we better try. We need all the strength and energy we can muster from now on to outwit a 2-year-old child. What are you looking up? What's that?
2-year-old child? That's just what I'm looking up. Baby book, the 2-year-old child. Here, listen to this. He is a loving companion and a real joy. At 2 years, he has reached a delightful age. The parents can begin to relax and enjoy their baby. Why do baby books never, never describe my children? Never.
All right, I know. Drink your coffee, darling.
Parents
come on.
Relax.
Somehow we'll weather the storms of parenthood, so let's relax and enjoy our baby.
When constipation occurs, more people rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax has the qualities many doctors and millions of people want in a laxative. It's effective. Overnight, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. And X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
So many doctors recommend it. Chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.